Wow.
It's kind of spooky in here. I'm echoing.
Yeah. This is actually the weird, like, kind of between world in between the show and the pre-show, which is like kind of like a quasi pre-show. It's some quantum thing, but it's.
I thought this was just where Pokemon with a stick did their show from.
No, not easily. Because it would smell way worse. Anyway, but here's the thing, Adam. There's people that may have just recently learned of our podcast and they're listening to it, and they would be like, after listening to this episode, they would go like, "Well, that was really weird." And so what we wanted to say was that this is our April Fool's show, so this isn't normally what we do. We don't normally do this. So
April Fool's.
So when you hear it, if you really really like it. It's because we're great. We do this all the time, and we're glad that you enjoyed it. But if you really hate it, you know, don't give up, because you know this isn't what we normally do. We normally do stuff that's way worse. So.
Right.
I'm listening to all these people, and they're in the car.
You need to explain Shark Week.
I kind of really didn't want to.
Okay. Well, I just people aren't going to get it. They're going to go, "What Shark? What?"
Okay. You explain Shark Week.
So Big Fatty Online does a special annual. Series of podcasts called Shart Week.
I've never sharted.
One,
two,
three,
four.
All right. I guess that's going to have to ever do everything. Hi, everyone. This is Daniel, and you've just downloaded episode 192 of Dubious Intent. I am joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, J. Adam Burns. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Daniel.
How are you this evening?
I am so good.
I'm
so glad to be here.
Good. I'm glad that you are here. 3 '80s references go. Yeah, you got nothing.
I don't know. I just got off a Disney cruise.
That's right. Exactly.
And I'd like to tell you about it right now.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I danced with Mickey, and
are we still on this? I thought this is like the improv bit that won't die or whatever.
Right, exactly. Ugh.
So I don't know if you know this or not, Adam. This is my birthday week coming up. It's going to be my birthday.
I did. Well, how old are you going to be?
A lady never reveals her age, but I will be 62 this year.
And, you know, I believe you did tell me that you had a birthday. It's funny because you never mention that you have a birthday coming up, but like it to be a secret. You don't like anyone to give you.
I did not update my Amazon wish list with all the Disney Infinity characters that I wanted to get. No, I did not do any of that stuff. And it's fine. No, I'm perfectly happy just having a very nice low key birthday because, you know, it's not like a big one. Like next year's a big one. Like 50 is like, you know. That's Roman numeral stuff, right?
Just
like
we need to do it. So I have to come up there, or you come, right. We meet somewhere, something like right. that, and then we have to do the whole thing where you do everything in black, you know, and everybody wears black, the cake is black, the balloons are black, like everything is, you know, you do the. Isn't that a thing that you do when you're turning 50?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe.
I've never turned. I'm not close to 50. So, I mean,
no, I think that's what people do when they turn 40, which is a total misnomer because it's like, honestly, I've had a lot more fun since I've been 40 than had before that.
If you make it to 50, they really want to celebrate. You know, there's no death anymore. I survived. You know, you're playing the.
It's one of those things, right? I think I'm happy with things right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable with I'm not ashamed to say that I'm turning 49. There you go. That's
well, 50 is the new 40, you know.
I'll be 50 next year. So 50, I get my own letter next year because it's L, isn't it? Isn't it like that's when you switch from the X?
You're talking about Roman numerals?
Yeah. I think L is 50. So it's just like,
you know, my mom always told me, that life just continues to get better as you get older. You're more confident. You're less concerned about, you know, everything. You're just mellow and, you know, you get calmer.
Well, I know a lot of people don't take the mellow route, not to mention any names, Vera Charles, but it's like, you know, it can go either way. It depends really on how your life has played out. I've been incredibly lucky in my life. I've gotten to do a lot of amazing things and, you know, I've never like feared for my life or, you know, like had to worry about whether I was going to be able to, you know, sleep under shelter at night or anything like that. So I've been an incredibly lucky person in my life. And yeah, it's
you have a veranda at your estate in Florida that you had maids, you had a nanny when you were growing up, and
it was not a nanny.
Did you call her Mamie? What did you call her?
It was not. She was
Mammy. Mammy. That's what it was.
It was not a mammy. We did not have a nanny.
She suckled you at her.
Oh
at her
my team. God! No,
it was a wet nurse, and no. Well, okay. I just want to tell everybody something. This is how Daniel's birthday goes, right?
Yeah. How's it go?
Me being the wonderful friend that I am, I always get you something.
The wonderful thing about Adam is Adam's a wonderful thing.
And I always get you something. Always. Yeah. Like it never fails. My birthday rolls around and nothing.
Really?
It's crickets.
I don't get you anything for your birthday?
No. What did you get me for my birthday last
year? In fairness, you usually sit there and whine about, I hate my birthday and I want any attention
I'm not getting my best friend anything for his birthday. Ha ha!
I probably didn't get you anything for your birthday. I'm so sorry, Adam. Make it up. You know what? I'll see you in a few weeks. I will make it up because I told Babalu that I would buy him a butterbeer for his birthday because we were going to see Taylor and Babalu.
I definitely want a butterbeer.
Oh, I guess we should probably do that because we're going to we're talking about our trip right now. So let's talk about our trip. Let's say let's do this.
In just 18 days, Adam and Dan will travel to Florida and Universal Studios.
That is true, Adam. We will be. Oh shit. I stepped all over your lines. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I didn't hear. Did we miss anything there? Were there adverbs that were missing from the sentence?
For the Harry Potter trip of a lifetime.
Harry Potter trip of a lifetime.
The Harry Potter and the trip of a lifetime.
Dear God. Yeah. See, Scotty Battler in the chat room is pointing out, yeah, yours came in too quiet there because I was trying to boost it and I couldn't. And so I didn't know that was going to happen. I was very, I was frightened by the whole thing. Anyway, Adam, we're going to Universal Studios and in Florida, lovely Florida. Where we are going to be joined by Taylor and Babalu from Pod is My Co-Pilot. They're coming up there to play with us on, I think, Saturday.
They're going to actually go to the park.
Yep. They'll meet us at the park on Saturday.
Now, do they even like Universal? Because they're more of Disney fans, right? Aren't they?
No, if you listen to Pod is My Co-Pilot, which you clearly don't, you would know that like Taylor was kind of tired of Disney and decided to get a Universal pass this year because as a change, something new.
I have a very bad memory, Daniel. Very bad.
A very horrible memory.
As we were talking about earlier today, I do actually. No, I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Or whoever you believe in or don't believe in. I listen religiously to Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Okay.
Every week.
You just cannot remember anything that actually happened on the show.
But, you know, this is true of any show.
Let me ask you, let me ask you this.
While I work.
Wait, what, today that we're recording, Rodan and Gambit are getting married. What were their wedding colors, Adam?
Purple and green.
Purple and green.
Yeah, it's purple and green because Taylor was trying to find a bow tie that had purple or a shirt that was purple and a bow tie that was green or something like it's purple and green.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Purple and green. I thought, you know, that's kind of LSU-y type color. Actually, it would be
those are Mardi Gras color, but that's Mardi Gras colors.
Yeah, it's Mardi Gras colors. Yeah, purple and green. But yes. Yeah, I do. Anyway, I'm really excited. So they're going to go with us. We're going to do. Now, here's a little bit of a concern that I have. Is there enough to do at Universal? For 3 days, because you and I are going to be doing Universal for 3 days. Now, I know there's like two parks, right?
There are two parks. And we have a hopper pass so we can go between the two parks. And it's really is more of the question is really 2.5 days because you don't actually get in until half of the first day is kind of over.
That's true. Oh, and Sunday we're leaving for the.
Yeah.
The,
yeah. Sunday morning we leave. Trip. Yeah. Sunday morning Sunday we leave morning. To go to Charleston. So, yeah, we're going to be there. Thursday afternoon, all day Friday and all day Saturday. But yeah, so it's really just 2.5 days. And honestly, so what if there's nothing to do? I mean, it was a 2-day pass and you got the third day for free. So it was kind of one of those, we get in an hour early into the park because we're staying on property there. But the, you know, it's, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's that whole thing. We have a rental car, Adam. If we run out of things to do at Universal, we'll drive down the street to Disney and we'll go see some stuff there.
Well, I don't ever get bored, so that's not a problem.
I mean, my nephew and his girlfriend are going to be there. So they're going to be there multiple days. So we'll have plenty of things. It's right that we have free passes to City Walk, which is their little nightlife area right there. We can go there. We cannot go to the Central Florida equivalent of the Hora Hotel because I believe that it's closed. I believe it shut down for good.
Well, that's okay.
The sleazy hotel there.
Because I would have to sit there and just watch you do stuff, which that actually
is a frightening thought there, Adam.
I want to watch you.
Frightening because you'd just be commenting
Daniel,
the whole time.
Like, move a little bit over to the left.
Why are you doing it that way? That's not how we do it.
I can't see that person behind you. I'm just move over a little bit.
It just went dark all of a sudden. It's just like very.
Anyway,
very dark.
I'm really excited. So are we gonna see Taffy? Because I think you said are we doing?
Oh yeah, no.
Sure?
So I wasn't done. Yeah. All right. So here's what we're doing. Yeah. So we're going to Universal. We're gonna be there until Sunday morning. Sunday morning we're driving up to visit Big Fatty and stay at the Fat Villa for a couple of days. Now that Sunday night is normally when we do our live show on Pride 48, right? Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
And that Sunday will be no exception to that. We will be streaming live from the Fat Villa Sunday night at 9 p.m. Whatever the fuck Sunday in April that is. What is that? It's April.
That would be April the 17th.
Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah, so it was like April the 17th. Okay. So we will be streaming live. But what you're going to hear when we stream live on that Sunday night is only for the chat room. That's not going to be the podcast because Adam and I are actually we're doing our entire podcast during the drive from Universal Orlando to Big Fatty. So we're going to do it from the car. So it's going to be recorded live in the car. Okay. That's right, a car cast.
The audio won't be quite as stellar as what you're normally used to if you're listening to the.
And neither will the content. And so we'll be in Charleston on that Sunday evening and then all day Monday and Monday evening. And so we're going to spend a day and a half with the fat guy there in Charleston, where I'm sure we will see Larry H. Vader. We'll get to see him. And it'll be great. We're going to and then we're going to leave from there on Tuesday morning. We're going to drive back to Florida.
We're going to stay at the Palatial Brewer Estate.
The Palatial, the Palatial. Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Arte Cruiser for the Celebrity Deep Dune. Go ahead and buzz me on this one. Celebrity sportscaster Joe Garagiola. Did. Also, did, by the end of the weekend, the livers of Urban Guy T.O., Turnip Pinned, Granny, and the Petwin.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
My God, there's an entire fucking Rapport? Peanut gallery behind him.
You're a mayor? Oh, my God. Rob Porch did, too. We should get a ding, ding, ding for that.
Oh, okay. Apparently, Fatty learned how to hang up his phone there. Let's see.
So.
George something was his guest. Is what it is like. I'm so sorry, Big Fatty. It actually had to be an actual person.
I don't know if that was real or not. I didn't even look it up. I was like, he just wanted an excuse to call. So apparently he was.
He couldn't do his show this week, right? He couldn't be bothered to do his show on Thursday or Friday.
I tweeted about it.
Don't even know about Monday. No, he tweeted because he was hungover. When he's like, "Oh, my laptop broke, and I don't know if I got it." It's like he met Mountie.
I tweeted about it.
Oh, you tweeted about it.
Yeah, I tweeted. I said, "I'm driving to work and not listening to Big Fatty. Is this what it's going to be like when he retires?"
I know this is. I was so desperate. I had to listen to the Geeky Gay because it was the right amount of time. It's just
don't ever listen to.
It's like, oh, there's a 16-minute show. There's a 16-minute show that I can listen to on the way to work. And listen, it's my good friend J. Adam Burns on the Geeky Gay, like telling me about his life.
And maybe in my next episode, I'll list the things I want for my birthday.
You should. Adam, year. I'm so sorry. Don't get me a present. Do not get me a present, Adam.
It's fine.
I don't want you to get me a present. I feel horrible about this whole thing.
I wasn't trying to make you feel horrible.
I was midway through our trip. So we're going back to Florida on Tuesday. Tuesday evening, we will be having dinner with my family. So we're going to be having a lovely dinner on Tuesday evening with the Brewer clan, the extended Brewer clan. So you'll get
now
to
they
meet.
They like the gays, right?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Robert's family that don't
correct.
Like the gays,
you
right?
are correct. Okay. But, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So yeah. So you get to meet.
I don't want to be your straight friend.
Right.
Dinner
yeah.
table. Right. You know. Air quotes.
No. So you get to we'll have dinner with the Brewer clan, and then Wednesday. We're going to have lunch with Alden Thomas. Alden, the laconic Boy Scout from Swing. Dubious Intent of Yore. We're going to go have lunch with Alden. And then we're going to go, I'm going to show you around my old stomping grounds in the Central Florida area there where I grew up. And then we're going to have dinner with the Pod is My Co-Pilot crew, including Taffy and Tank. So, yeah, so we will have the full.
And Tank's penis.
Apparently, yeah. Well, he will bring it with him, I am sure.
Apparently, he has apparently, he has a very large one. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen it, but that's what they're always talking about.
Anyway, so that's what I'm saying is it'll be a great trip. And then, you know, Thursday morning, we both fly back home to our horrible, horrible lives where people whip us. And
I hope I took Friday off because I'm going to be so tired. I think I did take the whole week
yeah.
off. But anyway, yeah. So well, I'm really excited about it. You know, I will say one thing about you.
Yes.
You have planned the whole thing.
I have.
It sounds perfect. Like everything down to that we're having dinner with these people on this mm-hmm. time and mm-hmm. lunch with this person. And Mark, you would be the perfect boyfriend for Mark because he wants all of his trips planned out.
So I disagree because if you really think about that, Adam, we're there for 8 days and I only told you we only have two planned dinners. We only have two planned dinners and those are the last two. Like everything else is really kind of flexible. Like when we're in Universal, we don't know who's going to be there. Tom from Chicago may show up at Universal Studios in Florida and we would be forced to be like, oh yeah, we know you, right? We would have to like actually admit that we knew him and then like we would have to go to dinner with him. So it's like that could happen. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. There's people that live in Orlando that, you know, we might just trip and bump into and then we'd have to go and do things with and you know so that's all it's all wise it's crazy Adam it's just crazy on a quantum level it's crazy anything could happen it's going to be great we're going to record stuff in
the
park
what we could do that we haven't talked about
what
we could do a Periscope or something like that
we could do a Periscope depending on the Wi-Fi coverage there I mean the signal there for in the park because usually theme parks have really shitty coverage
from anywhere stuff, yeah. not just from the theme park just
right,
from
could.
The car
yeah we could from the, we could Periscope you know. we could do anything we could twitch it
don't we have to be well we'd have to be playing a game we'd have to be playing Uno or something
oh we could do anything we could do a I think we could do a Google Hangouts on air I think they've lifted the cell phone restriction from that they may have I don't know if they can I don't know if you can initiate a hangout on air from your cell phone. I think you have. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The chat room is loving the show.
They'll really
want to join into our Periscope.
So boring, Adam. This is like so boring. You have a thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
You may need more lube, guys. It's time for Gear Life. Get your cocks out.
So I wanted to give you a little review of the so we were talking about it last I think we were talking about it last week that I got a I didn't even bring it in here so I can't even show it to you but I got a
just hold it and we'll put it and we'll fix it in post I'll pretend hold it yeah, oh so oh that looks really a, that yeah, looks really nice Adam
it's a,
nice, Adam.
It's a
nice.
Samsung so I was thinking about I was thinking about getting some virtual reality device now you are saying that it's just for porn and you're saying that like I got it that you gave me some article about some porn.
Oh, wait. Don't try to steal my story just because you heard that. Look, here's the truth. The truth of the matter is that you talked last week. You didn't know whether you wanted to get the Google Cardboard or you wanted to get the Samsung VR. You weren't sure which way you wanted to go. And I believe it, in listening back to last week's show, you were pretty much sold on like, oh, Cardboard's cheap and it's easy and I can, you know, because the other one's $100 and I don't know if I really want to throw $100 away or whatever. So this week, I see an article in the on the Google News page that's something like, you know, Pornhub sets up a VR channel that works with all these guys. And so I sent you the link to it. And like within 5 minutes, you went, my VR goggles are ordered and on the way. It's just kind of like, look, you're okay. Just like, you're willing to with an article about porn and you'll drop $100.
Let me explain to you what happened. Before the show, I had already attempted to order those, but my credit card was declined and I had to call No. Let me
have to call like Jimmy on the block. There is like,
you want to give us a couple of reasons why we should trust you with our short term loan.
So apparently, I had made a couple of transactions that they thought were suspicious, and they had blocked my card from working. And so when I did the show, I assumed that I was not getting the VR because my credit card was blocked. But all of a sudden, I got an email from Amazon saying your Gear VR is shipped and it's going to be there tomorrow.
Wow!
And I had gotten a thing saying your credit card was declined. So I guess whenever they lifted the block, Amazon tried it again or something.
I don't know.
But I ended up getting it. And so I wanted to say, okay. So first of all, the first thing I looked at
is porn.
No, the first thing I looked at,
Adam.
It was not. The first thing I looked at was, first of all, they have a tutorial, so you have to watch the tutorial.
Yes, yes.
You know, and how to use this. There's a swipey thing on the side that you can navigate.
Yep.
And then, all this stuff. So I had to watch that. And then there was like there are all these free videos. So I like watched a video of Cuba.
Yep.
So I was riding driving around in a car. And I was going to Cuba.
Yes.
And I was in Cuba. And so I was seeing all these Havana style architecture.
Like
or whatever,
you were there. You were looking around. You could see it.
I was looking around. And I will tell you this. They have a lot of things. Even the menus where you're like trying to pick a video, it'll be like a wall of videos around you.
Yeah.
And you're on this big platform. And if you look down, it looks like you could just fall like hundreds of feet.
Well, that's so do not get this if you're scared of heights. Then
you need to be standing up, I think, to get the best, because you want to really look around and like look up and down.
I got it.
And so anyway, I did that. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to. But I had to find a tutorial on how to get the porn on there, because the thing about the VR is.
Yeah.
The Samsung Gear VR, you have to use the Oculus store. You can't just pull up anything.
That sucks, because I know I have the cardboard, the $20 one, by the way. And the only reason mine was $20 is because I have the Nexus 6, which is a huge phone, so I have to buy the extra. You can pick up Google Cardboard on Amazon for like $7. It's you build it yourself. You know, basically, it's a little kit where you can build it. So if you have a normal-sized phone, you can get Google Cardboard for like $15. Sometimes you can find places that are going to do some special thing like Good Morning America or whatever, and on their website you can get an even cheaper version that's like branded for Good Morning America or whatever. But get the Google. If you have any interest in looking at the VR stuff at all, go get a Google Cardboard, go to YouTube, look for the 360 videos, and you can watch the videos and everything. That kind of sucks that they're making you go through this other store, because that's cutting you off from a lot of, you know, immediate content that's on YouTube.
Well, so I found a tutorial on Pornhub of all places.
That would be the place.
And it was this guy. He was actually kind of cute. But anyway, he was showing you how to do it, how to like load stuff and whatever. So I went to this one site. I don't know, gayvr.com or something. Anyway, but they had some trailers that you could download. So I didn't do like a whole thing, but I just downloaded the trailer. And
wait. Scotty in the chat room says, I thought Adam already had a VR device. It's his USB masturbator thing.
Well, see, here is the perfect melding of these
dear
tools.
God. Adam, stop. There. Before you say another word, I just want everyone to relish this visual image that you must have in your head, this mental image you must have in your head, listener, where you're just like, wait, that's right. He has the masturbator toy, and now he has the Google the goggles, and now he has he also had that vibe, that butt vibrator thing. He's like, so it's like they can just visualizing you like hanging in a sling with like this goggle strapped to your head and all these other devices coming off your junk and in your own kind of little.
So I'm the weenie slicer, whatever.
Slicer 9000. Thank you, Mr. Mike.
There's a new, more sleek version of this thing called the Kiro. It's not of that. It's not by that company, but it's called the Kiro. I can't remember the name of it, but it's the Kiro something or other.
Yeah.
And it's a masturbator. I mean, you stick your penis in it, but they've partnered with FleshJack. So this has got to be more.
Wow.
Trustworthy, right? And this thing, though, the cool thing is, like those cam models on the site that I used to be on, some of them have the other thing to that, and you can put this on yourself, and they can do stuff, and you can feel it.
Wow.
But anyway, so you can actually, there are videos now where you can wear your Gear VR,
yep,
and you can use this thing,
yep,
and it's in time with the video, and you can be seeing it and feeling it and like everything, right? Wow. All at the same time. So this is like the next, you know.
Or Adam, or here, I know this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Or you just like hook up with a guy, and I swear to God, Adam, it's like, it's perfectly synced. It's like you're seeing it and you're feeling it.
We do have sex.
It's this thing. I just like a little variety.
Amazing. Anyway.
Generally cost several hundred dollars, you know, occasionally on some weird night, you know, who knows, you know, maybe you'll blow through that much. But I'm just saying, for the general, you know, just as a general rule, not a huge investment.
So anyway, so you, the experience just from these trailers, you are someone in the scene. So yes. It looks like what they've done is one of the porn stars is wearing a camera on there.
Yeah, and then they look, and then he looks, and as you look down, you're like, wow, look at me, I'm buff. I'm like ripped.
Yeah, you look down and you're all hot and everything. And
see,
then you
I gotta think that the gays have the upper hand here over the straights in this VR porn thing, because like, right, so like, yeah, if I can like lay down, put on these goggles and look down, and look at me, I'm hot. And it's like, hell, I don't even need, I can just masturbate, right? I can masturbate in this virtual realm, right, where it's like I'm just looking at a much hotter body than me masturbating, right? So it's like, but a straight guy is like, you know, they're not going to like get off on their how hot they are.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's right? True.
So I'm just saying, I think we have one up on them, because it's just kind of like, you know, we could, you know, there you go. We enjoy both. So.
And it kind of startles you a little when they go to like lick the ass or the balls or something. And it is literally the ass is like in your face.
No. I mean, I don't do that, but I know, you know, I've had it done and whatever. And I'm pretty sure people's eyes aren't open when they're doing that. It's just like,
I mean, I'm looking, I mean, literally, so and you can look around and you can like see what kind of pillow shams they've got. You can see, you know, what the couches look like. You can, I mean, everything. I have not done a full one. I just, you know, I was just experimenting. Mark wants to see it, so I'm probably going to let him see one and we'll see where it goes from there. But
yes,
the one thing technically I want to say, if you're thinking about doing this, I would start with the cheaper one, like you said. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing...
Oh, we're back to that. Yes, the Google Cardboard. A little bit. Yes.
The one thing that takes you out of it a little bit is you see pixels. So
yeah, and you get that. Really, you get that on the Nexus 6 as well. My biggest problem with the YouTube 360 videos and stuff is I'm always facing the wrong fucking way. There's like no cue as to which way you're supposed to start facing, and it's just like, so shit's happening and I miss it because I'm not facing the right way, and then I have to rewind and like go and look the other way and stuff. So it's like,
well, supposedly you have a way to reorient, at least on the Gear VR. You can hit a button.
No, but I'm talking about just these 360 videos that people upload to Google. Upload to YouTube, right? Just depending on the camera placement, sometimes the action isn't happening in front, it's happening over to the side, but you start off whatever default you start off, and I'm always like facing the back of the crowd.
But I will say, I think it was worth it. I think it's going to be fun.
So it would be, if you were to paint an image of that, Adam, it would be like, I went to a NASCAR race and you'd have a picture.
What? Hey, for those listening in the audience, he has amused himself so much that he has doubled over and he is laughing hysterically. And he apparently cannot get his breath and cannot talk anymore because of going to NASCAR.
Oh, I can't finish it. I can't finish it, Adam. It was just too funny.
Anyway, that's my review of the Gear VR. So you guys go out and get Cardboard and see. You know, but the VR thing, I really think it's going to be a fun thing. And I saw this TED Talk about HoloLens. When that gets where it needs to be, that's going to be amazing. You really need to stop laughing. And we're
it was such a great visual. I can't describe it. I would just keep laughing. Tom and Terry in the chat room says they're lost.
surprise.
Yeah, this episode is going great, Adam. I just want to let you know that. Hold on, I was trying. Oh, you know, this is the wrong one. Ah, crap. My when you laugh, here's the thing, when you laugh and you get tears in your eyes and then you can't see out your glasses because it's like I'm like trying to
hello.
This is Mike in Austin, Texas.
calling to say that Gary Shandling has died in Los Angeles today. Hope you all have a good day.
Thanks. I'm curious.
It's Hot Mike in Austin.
It is. It is Hot Mike in Austin. Here's my question. How many people called in for Gary Shandling? Because I felt like I always liked Gary Shandling, and then judging by the Facebook thing, I guess a lot more people liked him than I thought liked him, because like, it seemed to dominate kind of the news that day.
There were several, probably three or four.
Yeah.
Three or four people called in. Okay. So, yeah, congratulations, Mike.
Oh, did I already play that? I think I did already play that. Wow, Adam, I'm so sorry.
So are we going to be able to do the next thing, or should we not do the next thing?
I think we should, Adam, because... Again, kids, it's story time here on the Stankcast. I'm your host, Trippy Stanky, and this is a show about my life growing up in Pickle Jar Hollow in the Finger Cake Lake District of New York. You know, it's just a short walk out of my back door from my house to head over to the cafe where Sissy McSissis is cooking her food and trying to get all of her new recipes sorted since she was taking over the place. And we'll just join our story there. Sissy, are you all right there, Sissy?
I'm trying to get the dinner ready, and everybody's coming. It's gonna be open in like 5 minutes, and these stupid underwear.
Wait, Sissy, wait, what, Sissy? Why are you speaking in Spanish to your busboys there?
Isn't that what they speak? They speak some of the way. I don't know.
Well, now, Sissy, just because they're a busboy, doesn't that's called a stereotype? You shouldn't just assume that they speak Spanish.
Now, Trippy, I don't know. I just know I needed some cheap labor. I needed somebody to cook some food. But you know, they are just not organized, guys. The steak is burnt. I know it's supposed to be blackened, but
all right. Well, I'll tell you what, Sissy. I'm gonna leave you alone. Let you get ready for the rush lunch. I'm gonna walk up the street here and talk to Aunt Trappy and make sure that you know that. It's okay, Sissy. No, it's okay, Sissy. Now I'll be back later and I'll see.
All right.
Goodbye, Sissy.
Bye, Trappy.
And that's where I left Sissy McSissis, cooking her food in the cafe. The news.
Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
So, what news do you have going on in your area?
Well, you know what, Adam? There's a lot of things going on up here in my area. You know, we don't like to, you know, I feel like our show really, like, is just better without, like, you know, the two news stories and everything. So I think, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you two headlines, and then you pick.
Yeah, I think that all, you know, they just were getting one. A little long anyway. Let's just pick one. Yeah.
Right, so here's your choices here, Adam. You ready for this? A New Haven man is cut with a machete after a fight, police say. That's choice number one.
Wow, that's a good one. All right, what's the next one?
Here's choice number two. Saturdays get sapphic.
Sapphic.
Mm-hmm. Sapphic. That's, you know, that's the of the Lebanese variety there. Sapphic. The lesbians. The sapphic, you know, woman on woman love.
So wait, read the number one.
New Haven man cut with a machete after a fight, police say.
All right. Wow, this is a hard one. I think, you know, the listeners are probably going to want me to go with number two. So I'm going to go with the sapphic.
Number two. All right. Yeah. Saturdays get sapphic There's a new gender non-conforming ladies' night in town, Adam, and it's going to be positively, poetically, outstandingly fabulous. That's because it's been years in the making, or at least remaking. Organized by New Haveners, Adina Bianche and Mayo Minlo, a new Sapphic Saturdays series is popping up on the third or fourth Saturday of each month at Partners Confe on Crown Street. Do you think they would have gotten more? My question to you, Adam Burns, is do you think this sentence would have been better if they had said flicking up instead of popping up?
You know, I don't know, Daniel, but what I just want to say is, I don't know. I have this cousin, Richard, who's a week younger than me and gay.
Uh-huh.
And so we were, you know, I tell you to always tell me not to go out with him,
mm-hmm.
but there was this sapphic thing going on the other night and he wanted me to go with him.
Yes.
But I, you know, I just,
where's the sapphic thing going on? Like what? Like just randomly, like you were just walking down the street and there's a sapphic thing going on. It's like,
Nico Martinez, John Marti, they were, he's putting on a show. And there's a sapphic. He has a whole room with like sapphic photos.
I think the funniest part of this is that you view yourself in the Joe Batanz role. As to me, that's the meta laughter going on here. It's like, wait, Adam thinks he's Joe Batanz in this situation. He's like, yes, okay, yeah. So there was this sapphic thing. It was kind of like a thing.
Anyway, he stood me up. That's all it was. He stood me up. And
you should never hang out with your cousin Richard.
Yeah.
Just don't.
So
do it.
I have a couple of.
Oh, you do.
Right.
All right, Adam. Right. Give me your two choices, and I will choose the most boring one.
All right. So we have chronic wasting disease confirmed in 19 more animals in Arkansas.
Okay.
That is number one.
That's question number one
here.
Mm-hmm. Our
and then Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
We have creepy clown found dead after attempting to scare a Conway woman. Again, Daniel, that is chronic wasting disease confirmed.
Yep, confirmed.
Or creepy clown found dead after attempting to scare a Conway woman.
I see. You know what, Adam? I'm going to assume that clown has diabetes and that kind of treads on my territory. So I'm going to go instead with the chronic disease, the chronic story. The chronic story, Adam.
Okay, my Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
Here we go. In Little Rock, 19 more animals in northern Arkansas have tested positive for chronic wasting disease,
mm-hmm.
bringing the total to 22, according to the State Game and Fish Commission. Results from testing done last week on tissue samples from 49 deer and elk revealed 18 deer and one elk with the disease, the commission said in the news release late Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Previously, two deer and one elk in Newton County had tested positive for the disease.
This is a great story to chew. You know, especially great for people listening on audio to have people throw numbers out at them that they're supposed to remember in some kind of series and whatnot. Like,
my question for you, Daniel Brewer.
Oh, yes, Joe Batanz. I mean, excuse me. You know, the similarities are frightening. It's just. Yes, Adam.
That your diabetes is going to give you the wasting disease.
You know, Adam, oftentimes when I'm with my boyfriend and we've had sex, I feel a little empty an hour later. I ain't got nothing. I have no more, Adam. I'm sorry. I have nothing.
Okay,
I can't.
Okay.
That's the news, right? All right. Great.
That's the news.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Pride 48 family and Devious Intent family. Happy birthday to you.
It is the Dubious Intent birthday segment of the show, the segment of the show where Adam will play musical cues, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is. Is that correct, Adam?
That is correct. If I didn't have myself,
if you weren't
muted,
because this show, let me tell you something, Adam. This show, top three best we've ever done. Because this is going flawlessly.
All right, here is our first.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Here is our first birthday.
Our first birthday. I feel like you've used this a lot. This is the theme to Boston Legal.
Well, it's a very recognizable theme. Yes, it is. Now, I do have more than one, as per usual.
I would hope so, because in the past, we have birthed Murphy Brown from this one. What's her name? James Spader has been from this. William Shatner has been from this. Boston Legal holds a bunch of different characters there. But go ahead. McCarthy. Right, why can't I think of her name? It's like she's Edgar Bergen. Candace Bergen. All right, Adam. This is the theme to Final Frontier. Star Trek TOS. That would be...
Yes, it is, Daniel.
That would
yes,
be the original series. And for those of you who don't speak Trek, that's, because I'm going to the 50th anniversary Star Trek convention in Las Vegas. I don't know if I told you that or not. But let me say this right now, Adam. This pretty much cinches it. This is going to be the legendary Denny Crane. This would be William Shatner. Am I correct?
It is William Shatner.
Excellent.
All right. As per usual, I'm not even going to tell you. We'll just go to the next one.
Oh, dear God.
It's a big run. It's a big run. I really like the Canadian one because it makes me sound like I'm hipper.
This is the theme to The Amazing Race on CBS, which, by the way, I was just thinking today, what happened? They did 3 episodes and now they've been dark for 6 weeks. It's like, where is The Amazing Race?
I don't think it's been dark for 6 weeks.
I feel like there's been, I'm really into Survivor because I watch that every week. And it's just, I feel like The Amazing Race stopped back in December or something. It's just like, what's going to happen to little Tyler Oakley? Did he go to Tom and Chicago's house to make that call with,
So here's the next link.
And today is my birthday. Woo! I'm another year older and I am happy about it. Actually, you know what? When people are all upset that they're another year older, I'm
okay,
like,
okay, okay, okay.
That's like,
okay. I was waiting for the laugh. That is clearly Tyler Oakley.
It is Tyler Oakley.
He's got, love him or hate him, Tyler Oakley has the cutest damn little laugh. He's like that. It's just like he's always smiling. He's got that little I don't know. He's probably like a cunt in real life, but at least on he looks like he's always happy and he's just willing to fans will be like, here, will you do my taxes? And he's like, sure, I'll do those for you. He's always trying to help people. And it's just,
right. By the way, William Shatner is 85 and Tyler Oakley is 27.
Excellent.
All right. Here is our next birthday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's Turnip Head doing in the chat room? I thought he had guests. All right, this is from Aerosmith.
Yes.
So am I going for? Is this a theme to something, or am I going for the band, the song in itself?
It's Aerosmith. It's
Aerosmith. Oh, so Aerosmith, which has two people that I know in it, but I'm going to go with the one that you would think that I would know, which is Steven Tyler.
It is Steven Tyler.
Because the other one is, I forget the bass, the main guitar player is Steven something? No, that's Steven Tyler. And then the other guy, I forget now. Wow.
All right, Steven Tyler is 68 years old.
68 years old. He should never do a Skittles commercial ever again, but I do like his music. You know what I'm saying? It's like Willie Nelson should never do those close-ups like he did on the new Muppet Show when he sang there or whatever, but I still enjoy listening to Willie Nelson sing.
On the road again.
Yeah. But it's like, he looks really, and it's like, and on one hand, yeah, I know I'm going to eventually look really old.
He's 98 years old or something.
I'm eventually going to be the Grand Nagus from Deep Space Nine. I will just be that hunched over, with huge ears and the warts and everything. That will be me. I realize that. But now, while I'm a very sprightly 49, Adam, I feel that it's my duty to say, Willie Nelson?
Oh,
I love hearing you speak. Do a podcast or something. I just don't think you should go for close-ups. Hey.
Well, you would like Willie Nelson. I mean, there are similarities. Let's just put it that way. in the chat room, we have hashtag too late.
Too late for what?
Apparently, you already are the Grand Nagus. I don't know.
Wow.
All right. Here is our last birthday. Ooh.
This is the theme to one of my favorite sci-fi series of all times. It was called Mama's Family.
It is the theme to Mama's Family,
which is a story about a bunch of space-aged robots who like set up a parallel Earth in a fifth dimension where they mimicked life as it was in some stereotypical southern town at the turn of the century. At the turn of the 21st century, not the turn. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. What is the next clue? Because I can't just guess it. Oh, that's it?
No, that's it. You should know it.
All right, Vicky, it's Vicky Damn Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence.
It's Adam's delightful. I hate that her birthday is so close to mine, but yes, it's Vicky Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence is 67 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And those are your birthdays, but I think you may have some Pride 48 birthdays.
I might. Let me go to the Pride 48 website and see here. Do we do the coming up or the going away? It doesn't matter. Today, we're doing coming up because we've already done Secretly Timid. So coming up on Monday, the 28th, Daniel Brewer.
Who's that?
Daniel Brewer. He's from that Dubious Intentions spot. Also from the RuPaul Drag Race recap show. That's him. Daniel Brewer.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Also on the 28th is Waylon from the former stinky orangutan Waylon. It's his birthday. Oh. Waylon Werner. It's his birthday on the 28th. And then Robert NYC. His birthday on the 28th. And I can't tell you who else is coming up because that's clogged the tubes there. So those three people.
Well, happy birthday, all of you.
Of those three people, I think one of them has an Amazon wish list, if you want to delete.
Daniel may have an Amazon wish list.
I may or may not. I'm not going to. Basically, they're just Disney Infinity characters on there. You don't give me anything. It's fine.
It's something like.
You know what TJ
Amazon.
Gave me? TJ gave me the nicest Kindle book the other day. I feel like I can talk about this right now because we're in the birthday segment. So let me just say this. TJ, the mayor of Squareopolis, or I don't think they're a planet yet. So it's just.
Wasn't that town hit by a meteor
it was,
or something?
It was hit by a meteor. And he's like, I got to find the title of this book. Oh, gift from TJ right there. I've already read the foreword of this book, so I'm going to like, it was a book called Lie Spotting.
Okay.
Proven techniques to detect deception. So, Adam, when we're on our trip together, if you try to lie to me.
I was going to say that would be a good Audible one to listen to in the car on the way. That sounds very interesting.
She bought it for me on Kindle Book. So it's a
Kindle will read to you.
We could work on that, but I'm going to read it on the flight. Let me just tell you. Here's what she said, because I love this. She's like, happy birthday. Now that you are in the dating world again, you need this. And again, lie
for
spotting.
Like, because
hold on. She goes on. I just wanted to remind you that it's called Lie Spotting, Proven Techniques to Detect Deception. This is back to TJ now. Especially to spot lying passive-aggressive guys who get mad that you move date night out a week so they promise you dinner and then renege. But I'm not talking about anyone in particular. Love Zombie Girl TJ. So thank you very much, TJ.
Well, thank you, TJ. And actually, TJ is one of the listeners that gives both of us gifts. So thank you, TJ.
That's right. You know what? You do not need to give us gifts. We do not need gifts.
Oh, no, it's fine. But if you give Daniel one, you need to give me one. I mean, it needs to be equal. That's all I'm saying.
You don't need it. Here, donate to a charity. It's the Daniel Brewer charity for people who were born with the name Daniel Brewer and who need Disney Infinity characters.
Marijuana addiction charity.
Wow. You think I'm like addicted to anyway, those are our birthday Adams. Adams? Suddenly you're plural? Those are our birthdays, Adam.
Happy birthday to the Pride 48 family and Devious Intent family. Happy birthday to you. You guys, happy birthday, and have a happy Easter too.
There you go, Adam. Are you having a happy Easty?
I am going to have a happy Easter tomorrow.
Easty. Apparently,
I'm having a happy Easter tomorrow. I'm playing in three services starting at 8 a.m.
You know what, Adam? Last week on our show, as we do every week, we played a musical song from a musical, and we asked you to call in and guess what that musical was. It's a little segment we like to call. The Mystery Musical. dream that no one would steal this bit. And they wouldn't take it from me. Adam, we did. We played a musical selection last week, and we have a bunch of people calling in to guess what that musical was. Adam, how many people called in this week to tell us to guess there?
Well, it was a bunch, but I wanted to play a little.
What the fuck's going? I hear sound.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down.
Sleep, sleep. I couldn't sleep tonight. Not all that you was in the crowd. Right, I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have
begged for more. Honestly, if you were singing over her, I would scream. And
so that is our mystery musical.
That was
song.
The one that we played last week, and for some reason we played it again this week. I don't know why, because I guess
I just want to remind the audience.
But they could just listen to last week's episode and they would have known. That's fine. But Adam, how many calls did we have? Because you know that is an important thing that we do every week when I ask you exactly how many people have called to guess the mystery musical of this week.
We have 9 calls.
9 calls, Adam. And you know what? Here's the thing. We just won't even stick to normal protocol. We won't even do them alphabetically this week. We'll just do them in a higgly-piggly order. That's fine. It's crazy. Adam, who's our first caller tonight to guess?
Okay, our first caller is going to be Carrie.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie is our first caller.
Here's my guess for the mystery musical. By the way, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I think that the answer is Wicked. I hope I'm right. Thanks. Bye.
Ooh, Wicked. Adam, you think it was Wicked? Now, I don't know the answer.
Now, does that sound anything like Wicked to you?
You know, I didn't. Here's the thing, Adam. I don't know. I've never seen Wicked. So it's like it's part of the Wizard of Oz, and that kind of sounds very Wizard of Oddy. So I don't know. Maybe.
No, it is not. It is not Wicked. How dare you? How dare you?
All right. Well, who's our next caller, Adam?
So our next caller is from the lovely state of California. Uh-huh. That would be Nico J. Martinez.
Nico J. Martinez. All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Nico. I'm calling in for a mystery musical. The song is obviously It's a Privilege to Be from Urinetown. Duh.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Wow. It's a Privilege to Pee from Urinetown.
Now, normally when I dance all night, I do need to pee because I usually have to pee about once every hour. But I'm sorry, Nico, it was not.
It was not that.
Not that.
It was not that. No. But oh, wait, we don't say until the end, do we? So no, you can't say it's not that, Adam. I know you had a memory fart there, whatever. No, it's just you just like, well, we'll see. You don't actually, you tell them at the end what it actually is.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we'll see, Nico.
You not know how to
we'll
say it? See? Oh, I have to go back and edit that and everything. Adam, who's our next call to guess what the mystery musical was tonight?
Christina from Nowhere.
Christina from Nowhere. What you got, girl?
Hello, Dubious Intent. This is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere, and I am calling for the mystery musical.
Hey!
I have to admit, I was really, really surprised by this one. Mm-hmm. I've seen this show a few times, actually. So the show is Memoirs of a Satyr. And rather than going with the second act hit, Gustopher Jones and Hockey.
Oh, I love that song.
Which most people, I would think, would guess. You actually picked the song that closes the first act.
Right.
Which is not my favorite, but it is a very good song. So the song is Save a Twink, Ryder Marlene. And that is from the show Memoirs of a Satyr. So I hope I'm right. Love you. Bye.
Wow. Thanks for calling, Christina. You know, she and I love to watch hockey.
You do. Yeah. You're both big. Wait, this makes... Again,
I don't know
who
am I?
Meta joke here. You're Scott the Satyr. I'm the Flamed. I'm Cindy.
I don't know who I am.
Suddenly, no. I'm Cindy the Flamed. I hate all podcasts. You know what I really hate? Hockey. Are people that just talk on microphones for, well, you know, and make jokes. It's like, I hate those people.
That was, That was a really good guess, Christina. We'll have to wait and see. All right, we need to...
Isn't she a podcaster? She's stupid. She wouldn't know anything. I'm teasing Cindy Flame Day. Not right. She wouldn't listen, though. That's the thing. She wouldn't even listen, so she wouldn't know. All right.
Our next caller.
Yes, who's our next caller?
Is Baron.
Hi, it's Baron Frosty calling for the Mystery Musical.
By the way, Scott the Satyr is actually in our chat room. This is eating him alive. He's just like, something. I wish Nico would call my show. Anyway, let's go ahead.
I'm calling only Cindy. Actually, cut this. I'm going to start again. Bye.
All right, Baron. Well, we'll wait for that other call. Okay, Kathy.
Calling like Big Fatties that he had to like did he get cut off? Because I don't see. He didn't call back, did he?
He didn't.
Oh, wow. Wow. Adam, why did you hang up on Baron Frosty?
I don't know. It's probably the...
That's a big fat... Oh, wow. All right. Who's our next caller?
Our next caller is Kathy Bacon.
Adam? Adam the Satyr.
Hello. It's Mystery Musical. Okay, so obviously I know this one because, first of all, it's part of, like, my real name. And, you know, when your song has meow, 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 meow. I know it's not Fancy Feast. I used to think that was Fancy Feet, but it's actually Fancy Feast. Feast as in Feast of, anyway, Feast of Residue. Anyway, okay, so
Fancy
Musical. My answer is, it was the meow, meow, meow song in the Broadway.
So it was the meow, meow, meow song. And I wonder if she was going for cats.
Could have been. I don't know, Adam. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. So our next call is from Scott.
My job is to be the flame tame.
The next one is from Scott.
This is Scott. You know, Seder69 on the Twitters. Host of the Theater Sphere podcast. I'm calling for the Mystery Musical. And of course, is the wonderful, the best, my favorite show of all time, Starlight Express. Starlight Express. Are you real? Yes or no? Written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Richard Kilgore in 1984, made its West End debut, transferred to Broadway in 87. I've seen this show 3 times.
Of course you did, because it sucked.
I saw it in London, I saw it on Broadway, and I saw it in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite shows. I mean, where else are roller dipper girls going to go after their careers are over except into Starlight Express? The best musical for roller skates.
This explains
until,
so much.
Xanadu. But anyway, that's beside the point. So thank you very much. I hope I win. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
The fact that he's
I'm glad to know you find everyone amusing.
No. Just the fact that he's seen Starlight Express 3 times just explains so much with the universe. It's just like going, that makes sense now. Okay, yeah.
Starlight Express always makes me think of mints because there's this company, Starlight Mints or whatever. So I wonder if
by the way, I'm still just laughing about that visual earlier that was so,
because it was so funny.
If you were in the stands at NASCAR, it's beautiful.
So the next call, Daniel, is from RT Cruza.
Let's listen to that one, shall we? Here we go.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruza here, ringing for the Mystery Musical. Mm-hmm. I believe that song would be from the seminal musical of Trollope Becoming Lady, My Fair Lady. Okay, bye.
Wow. There's a lot of good guesses tonight, Adam.
Really good. You know, but, you know, here's the thing about these guesses. They're so disparate.
They are.
If that's the correct word. They're like,
they're so disparate. You know,
yeah, I mean, there's one like, you know, classical kind of British sounding, you know, there's like, you know, there's Derby Girl. There's like a urinal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
You're in town.
Got something different.
Yeah, you're in town. No, you know what I think it is, Adam? I think it's, you know, our sound quality is so crappy that a lot of people just can't
determine. They couldn't understand.
Yeah. Because we record on like, I don't know, like wax or something, like the original wax cylinder.
8-track.
Anyway, Adam, who's next
our
on
next
the
one
old...
Is, you know, we always get so many calls.
We do.
Yes,
oh, look, no, this one is from Bro Moose, who is normally first alphabetically, but, you know, because tonight we're just like crazy.
Mix it up.
Yeah, tonight we're mixing it up. So here's the Bro Moose guest this week.
Hey, y'all, it's Moose.
And Brother Snatus.
Say, Moose, this week's mystery musical sounds like it's something special. What is it?
Oh, I love this musical. This week's mystery musical is my computer did a short from the Canadian Roadshow production of Big Fatty the Musical.
I understand the previews are doing so well that they're talking about moving it to Broadway. And Scott the Satyr and Joey Boohecker are battling it out for the lead. Problem Scott is having is he needs to convince the producers that he's not too tall for the part.
Well, he played
we'll just
Lord
have to
Farquaad.
Wait and see.
He played Lord
Talk
Farquaad.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Lord Farquaad was a small man. He could figure it out. Thank you, Bro Moose. That was very sweet of you.
Wow. And our last
That's
call.
It. No, I just want to say, you know what? This is the cutting edge of theater technology. They're talking about a musical that literally is just out. Like that I sharded my computer. That is a brand new musical. Like they know the budget on this show is horrible. Like we couldn't afford to play, you know, a brand new song.
Well, who knows? I could have, you know, taken a cassette player to the recorder to the show and just.
Anyway, I think we have one call left here, Adam. Yeah.
TJ.
Well, of course, Zombie Girl TJ is always last, as usual, because Zombie Girl TJ. See how that works? All right, here we go. Here's
Hey, Dubious Intent guys. It's Zombie Girl TJ from Nowhere and also the mayor of Squareopolis calling in for your mystery musical, which is completely different from anything on the Satyr Sphere. And, wow, that was an easy one. That is the dulcet tones of Shemp Howard. singing I'm Gonna Boil You in Oil from the musical Hell's a Poppin'. Wow, I like that one. That's a classic, and so few people have seen it. So thanks. What do I win? Oh, yeah, probably just points. Okay, the points don't matter. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, I love a Shemp reference. You know, you don't get enough good Shemp references in a normal show, Adam. It's
So TJ asked a really good question. So as everyone knows, the flagship sponsor of our show is Fleshjack,
and Spunk Lube.
Yeah, and they have been so nice to give us two different Fleshjacks in case you need to share.
Right. Well, and you kept one and I kept one, and then but if you win the contest, you can touch them. I don't know. We'll bring them to Vegas, and you can touch them.
But if you don't win, you guys can go over to fleshjack.com and use the special code cocktails and cream puffs.
Right. Also, if you didn't
really
win,
help us out,
if
guys.
You didn't win, you can still touch mine. It's all right. If you didn't win, winning is not a requirement of touching mine is what I'm trying to say. I think I have very low standards, really, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to announce the winner.
Oh, who was the winner, Adam? I don't think anyone actually got it. I'm so sorry. No one got it right. So I was just like, I was confused. Like, how would we have a winner when no one guessed a very obviously, Adam, Shirley Jones singing I Could Have Danced All Night or...
Well, it was... So he didn't get the song, but we're going to give him partial credit because he is from Australia.
Yeah.
It was R.T. Cruiser.
R.T. Cruiser was the winner.
Congratulations.
There you go. Congratulations for winning that. That's great. Now can I go to the next segment?
You can. You can go to the next one.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat and thin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
This song really dragged at single speed.
This is one of those things, Adam, literally is like, this is like Fatty's song on like Thorazine or something. Now, you folks at home won't experience what we just experienced because normally we listen to this shit at like double speed. So when you hear it in the real speed, you're just like, wait, it's still going on? It's still playing? This is like the longest bit.
I feel like they recorded it. They were on a Xanax or something.
This takes up like 6.5 minutes of a 20-minute show. It's just like playing that theme song. It's like, you're right. At least on the Batman one, the Fat Cave one, like he like interrupts it with the breaking news so you don't have to hear that whole bit every single time. But dear God, that thing was long. Anyway, Adam, you know, we had a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, let's start with those.
Let's start with our emails that we have here, the e-letters that we have here, Adam. Do you want to read them or am I going to read them or what we got? What do you want me to
now,
do?
Now, did we have more emails or just the one?
Because
I didn't
one.
Look.
Yeah, we just have okay, the one good. Email that I'm aware of, Adam. Actually, we did have an email from Christian from Pleased to Meet You, but it was like a technical advice thing that it went to Adam at Pride 48 and Daniel at Pride 48. I don't know if you saw it.
Did you answer it?
Because no, I haven't. I need to. I'm so sorry, Christian.
Sorry, Christian. Okay. So we will go ahead, but you need to play another.
I know. I got it. I'm ready. Team. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
Okay, I think you're supposed to do something
all
now,
right.
Adam.
Yeah, yeah, just, I'm so okay. excited. We got another. I'm so excited. We got another Dubious Intent Minion application.
We did. That's great. You know, fans of our shows are called Minions, which is a completely copyrighted term that we established here on Dubious Intent. And so, Adam, who is it that has filled out our Minion application this week?
So this one, I think this is a longtime listener.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read the application to you here.
All right,
we have the personal information, the preferred name.
Yes.
Is Christina.
Christina. All right. We're going to call her Christina. Yes.
Yeah. Other names that they might go by: Chris, Chrissy, or Nowhere Chrissy.
Okay. All right.
Date of birth: September 29th, 1976.
I don't know if you want to give her age way. She's like a decade younger than me.
We can bleep that out
she's
if we need to.
She's a decade younger than me.
She's a little bit older than me. Anyway, so are you?
Oh, wait. Say that again. Say she's a little bit older than me.
She's a little bit older than me.
Okay, go ahead.
So are you less than 18 years of age? No.
Oh, you know, because those are our favorite crime. Listeners are the ones that are less than 18 years of age. We like them the best.
Yours, yeah, on YouTube, right.
we like them the best.
So have you been convicted of a violent crime? No.
That wasn't sexual, Adam. Like Ethan is my favorite listener. I met Ethan. He's only like four. He's five now, but he's like, I met Ethan. Ethan is my favorite listener.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we don't want that one to be sexual. So transferable skills, cooking.
Yes.
I can cook as well over an outdoor fire as in the kitchen.
Wow. So like if they ever did like a couple's Survivor, you would be lucky to be married to her.
Yeah. Camping.
Camping.
Shelter building.
That's a good one. That's good. Yes.
My organizational skills are epic level.
Wow. So like purple skills. That's great.
So then we have life and death experiences.
Okay.
Held at gunpoint by the SJPD Drug Task Force, point blank range, survived by staying calm and not moving. Everyone lived.
Wow.
She sounds perfect.
She does.
I
should read no more. I mean, she's clearly. You had me at Christina. I was like, I was ready to approve her then. But
let's read a little bit more here. So have you ever found yourself? I can't read this. Have you ever found yourself in a metropolitan or suburban area during a disaster? Blah blah blah. A week with no electricity.
What do you mean, blah, 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 during a natural or man-made, a disaster natural or man-made in which survival involved finding and preparing food without the use of electricity? If so, what did you prepare and how did it taste?
Daniel, that writing is so small on my screen.
You know, you're so old, Adam, that you just can't, I'm very young, so I can.
She says, a week with no electricity or running water, built a fire pit in the backyard and grilled steaks and chicken. Was delicious.
See, I'm telling you, Adam, she is like the perfect person to take on Survivor. So Christina, our new minion, Christina, who we don't know and you're a complete stranger to us. If you ever get on Survivor, like use me as your like, you know, guy to come in, like, you know, because Bob doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go. Let me go because I'll help you win the challenge because I'm really good at the challenges.
You're smart. Anyway, if you were on the brains team, you know what happens to them.
Here's the thing. Spencer has made it to almost the end both times, which is the greatest brain there. But that ER doctor guy, he was stupid.
So other useful post-apocalyptic talents, a medieval torture device of some kind, ?
Okay.
Which of the following items are an effective instrument in defending yourself in close quarter combat with the undead? She's got a three foot length of metal pipe, mountain climber's axe, sledgehammer, flamethrower, machete, and a cricket bat.
I find it odd that she didn't choose plastic lightsaber because those things do sting. you know, if you hit somebody with them, like they do sting. And I think that would be, you know, at least in close quarters, maybe that would be a way to evade, you know, a zombie.
I think you want it to do more than sting, though.
I'm just saying, though, in a pinch, you know, it did say circle all that apply. I'm just saying those things, you know, kind of. Anyway, go ahead.
If you circled flamethrower, you now have a problem. Zombies don't care if they're on fire. Now you have a flaming zombie shambling towards you. Now what? And she says, hit them in the head with the pipe and haul ass away.
Ah, so it's a combo. It'd be like if you were playing on Xbox, you would have, you know, like a big combo. These are very detailed applications that we have here, Adam. You know, it's like, I don't know that I remember these being this detailed.
Should I go on or should I stop here?
I think
here?
You should. No, because there's only really two things left. Short answer, and this is for the final things. Short answer, once the apocalypse has come to pass and our ragtag band of post-apocalyptic survivors has managed to distance ourselves from the ravenous zombies hordes, dear God, that is small writing, things are likely to get a little dull. Certain qualities will determine whether you are considered an essential member of the group or zombie bait. Do you have any talents that your fellow survivors will find entertaining? Describe your talents below, and are you prepared to demonstrate these talents on a weekly basis for our general amusement? I just got to say, I remember I answered this question, and mine was oral sex, yes. So go ahead, Adam.
I have a bizarre life stories for my crazy family to share. I've been told I'm a pretty good storyteller, bard, D&D joke for gamer nerds.
You don't get that, do you? You don't get the storyteller slash bard, do you?
I don't get that it's a joke, but a bard is a jester.
Wow. In D&D. It's also a class. It's a subclass of rogue, actually.
Okay.
But.
What is your favorite science fiction television and or movie series and why?
Uh-huh.
Firefly, because it's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Did before it could jump the shark and be lame.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to say this right now. You know what? I was with her up until this very moment here. I'm going to, you know, to be an actual minion of this show, it takes a unanimous vote between the two of us. You know, both of us saying yes. It's like,
I vote yes.
I'm sorry. I vote no. There is no possible way that your favorite science fiction television and or movie. It's Galaxy Quest. That's the answer is Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest is the greatest science fiction movie ever made, as I've stated numerous times in many different occasions. Just there you go. Galaxy Quest is the greatest science fiction series ever.
Christine, I was rooting for you.
I'm so sorry. But, I'm so sorry that you did not make it as a minion. I feel like I should edit out half of that. All right, let's move on. We have some voicemails, Adam.
We do.
They come in from Carrie. By the way, Christina wrote all that stuff. I wasn't denigrating her writing that stuff. I'm just saying that...
Yeah, well, we wanted to read everything she wrote.
Oh, I don't. It's fine. Here we go. Carrie called us. Let's listen to that.
Hey, guys. It's Carrie. I know. It's been forever since I called because I feel like I never have anything important to say. But, you know, I guess some contact is better than no contact, right? So this next week, I'm driving to Arizona, and I go to there about once a year. Uh-huh. And... 2 years ago when I went is the time I binge listened to all the old Dubious Intents.
Oh.
And I was thinking, goodness, should I go back and listen to all the old Dubious Intents? But that's not what I'm going to be doing. This time I'll be listening to all the old Geeky Gays. So I guess I'm just obsessed with you guys when driving to Arizona.
Wow.
Anyway, love you. See, talk to you soon. Bye.
There you go, Adam. You're going
to be... You really don't have to do that, Carrie. First of all, I was a bit of a slut when I started the podcast.
Oh.
And I know you're very religious, so I have no idea what
you're very judgy of my slutdom now. You're just...
I don't know what... No, I'm not judgmental. It's just funny to me to be judgmental.
You're very judgmental.
Carrie, you're welcome to go back, but I just ramble on and on about endless things, and I probably talked about... naughty things.
That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect that you ramble and she's really, really far behind and she's trying to catch up. I like the way that works out. Anyway, let's get to our next phone call, Adam, here. This comes in, I believe it's a birthday phone call that comes in from It's All About Me. I have not listened to this, so you're going to get my honest to God actually live reaction to this because I haven't heard this.
Hi, Dubbins. It's Mark. Hi, Adam. It's Ed.
Hi, show. It's Curtis.
What does that make? Dubbins Adam show. It's the Dubbins Adam show.
Hi, Adam.
How are you doing, Adam? I heard you have a little infestation going on.
Oh, Adam. It's time to get defleeced is what it is.
Yeah.
What do you use to get the lice out of your beard, Curtis?
I don't have lice in my beard.
Not anymore.
Oh, God, you can hear it. It's
well,
like
if
a
you
gymnasium.
Do need some help getting rid of that lice that you have, or is it bed bugs?
It's everything. He has mice, ticks, bed bugs. scabies.
You know, instead of selling and moving to a new house, wouldn't it just be easier to, I don't know, clean?
Just move to Philippines. They don't have anything over there.
Do you not hear the echo there?
I do.
It's like they're recording in the middle of a gymnasium or something. It's in their cavernous estate that they have there.
They're recording in their trash room.
Never mind.
You know, the reason why we're calling, Adam, is because we want to wish you a very happy, happy birthday. We hear it's your birthday.
They say it's your birthday.
And we love that it's your birthday, and we know that you're a rascalian at 35.
Adam is no longer 35.
He's not.
It's not his birthday. Not his birthday.
If he's 35, Curtis is 40.
My birthday!
He is 40.
I'm 41. Oh. Are you really? You don't look a day over 36.
I'm 41. He actually does look good for his age.
He does look good for his age.
I know, Curtis. I don't know what anybody says, but they always say that
everybody else says he's a dog and you think he's cute?
They always say that when men have beards or mustaches, they make him look older, but I don't see that in Curtis.
I don't know.
No, actually, he looks younger than his age. I would.
You ever notice how, like, when Ed throws his head back and he does the ha 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 ha, you know, that laugh thing? Do you think maybe he's thinking about that visualization that I was thinking of earlier that I couldn't even tell you about? Because maybe he's thinking of that same thing. Maybe I psychically projected it back through time because I couldn't catch okay.
Never think that he was 40, 41.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes. Now, if you wear a cap sideways and you're, 35, 37, yeah.
I was thinking if you wear your hat backwards.
Or backwards, yeah.
They're just like making fun of everyone except me.
I think instead of wearing his hat backwards, he should do the Bret Michaels look.
Oh, Adam, come on. Get a blonde wig. Every rose has its thorn. Do it now.
That's one of Curtis's favorite.
We'll wait while you get that.
That's one of Curtis's favorite songs. Is every thorn has a rose. Every rose has a thorn.
Yes, that's
what
my ringtone.
What the fuck are you people on?
Every call has its tone.
Oh.
Every color has its
that
tone.
That coming from Daniel?
Oh, yeah, color tone.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
It's tone color, you Luddites.
Why does he think that we have a bad color tone?
No, because he's
tone color.
It's tone color.
Oh, it's tone
whatever.
Like it matters. Who lies into that bullshit anyway?
He plays the bassoon, dear.
What is this? It's all about me's podcast?
He plays
the bass. Because it's all about the bass.
Because it's all about that bass. Not that bass.
No, Adam.
Curtis, why are we making this phone call?
I don't honestly know.
We love the Dubbins. We love you, Dubbins. Adam. Co-host is...
Now, let's be honest. His co-host is...
old. Fucking old.
And
he looks his age.
He needs some dating advice.
Oh, that guy, yeah, he should cut off his beard.
That's right.
Because,
does he have a beard?
Yeah.
I thought he just had a goatee.
Yeah. It's hashtag Santa Claus look now.
Goatee? I don't have a fucking goatee. Oh,
yes.
No, I'm not. Okay.
But from the
can't we try just a little bit harder?
From the It's All About Meh Boys.
Oh, that's who's calling in.
Yeah, that's us. That's us. We want to wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Adam.
Yeah. Well, I was going to play the Dora song, but... We don't have a license to that.
It's copyrighted.
Is it?
Yeah.
They don't have the technological prowess to play songs really while they talk.
What'd she say? She's like,
we're going to do the song in both English and in Spanish.
Yes. I'm so glad you were able to help me get to the fiesta today.
How racist is that song?
Oh, come on. She's lost.
I'm gonna make guacamole and tortilla chips.
She didn't
Seriously.
Say that. That's you. We're You're the one saying that, you racist birthday, fuck. Bitches.
The pinata. Does anybody have pinatas at birthday parties anymore?
Remember her,
yes. Dora like cousin, and her family. Her proud...
Diego.
Family. Yes. Oh, Diego is hot. Diego is hot. Don't you...
Mexican.
He was hot. And don't you pick on Diego. Diego.
No, he looks more Bush than I am. She
looks more like a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
She's a big
like Diego and that kid from Arc 2.
Peppermint Patty was just athletic.
And when Marcy was the big dyke.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. Should we be saying dyke?
No, you should never. Can we
do not get upset at us because we said dyke.
Can you still use the word dyke?
Adam.
I don't.
Adam.
Curtis?
Yes?
Is this call still going on, or am I just really high?
No, it's
like,
all
right, so this is still happening, right? It's like, I'm not, like, just staring at the camera.
They're doing their show.
Curtis is gone. He took off.
Well, you remember he said...
This phone call is going on forever.
You remember he's...
Look, there's just an empty microphone.
Curtis, is it okay to say dyke?
happy birthday.
That's not what we were talking about. Anyways, so from the It's All About Meh Boys, I will start, and I'll just say, happy birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday Aww. To one hell of a Pride 48 person, Daniel.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
Aw, thank
and
you, Curtis.
Many, many
more days.
Come on, though. You've got
a few more.
You do 12 podcasts. Relegate it to one.
I do. So I am. Adam's doing the clip show.
Your voice is going to give out.
I know.
He's not the only one that does more than one podcast.
Oh, that's true. Sorry. Well, yes, but we release ours.
Oh, my God.
I tease because we don't. We were off for 3 weeks.
I'm so sorry.
But now we are going to see Daniel in Vegas in August.
Yes,
August.
We'll see you then. Please bring your little go-kart thing.
What, the hover around?
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Oh, can you?
It wasn't mine.
I really like that because it's so far from the hotel room to the...
No, for Daniel, he's always...
Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't mine.
Are they going to play the tweeting song now or something?
And go
to the next God. Say goodbye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Every time you hear Ed do that, you just got to think...
Daddy Brewer, baby. I mean...
See, he's going to do it. He's thinking NASCAR. That is the funniest NASCAR visualization.
Wow. If you guys had missed, It's All About Me over the past 3 weeks,
They compressed it. They went through, it was a timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly thing where they came back and they compressed 6 weeks of missing podcast into that one single phone call. That's what it was. Adam, we have another phone call.
We have another one.
We have another phone call here. Let's get to that, shall we?
Hello, Lonnie.
Oh, hi, Fatty.
I'm calling for two reasons.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
Because you couldn't do a show.
Oh, I know what the first one is.
Yes?
The first one is, first of all, when I say nipple walk, there is no ah.
Thank you.
In nipple. It's N-I-P-P-A. Nipple meaning tiny or small. Just a little nipple walk. I'm just going to take a little nipple nap, a little small nap, a little tiny nap, a little nipple walk, a tiny walk, a little walk.
Adam, why did you hang up on Big Fatty?
Oh. I don't know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Here's the thing.
But listen, no, wait a minute. Before you go on to the next one,
I think
did
many
you notice
people.
How he said,
yes.
He said R. He
what?
Said ah.
Yeah.
There is no ah in nipple walk.
But it doesn't matter. There
it's
is. You kept saying nipper, and it's not. The people in the chat room that night were telling you that it wasn't nipper.
Well,
it was nippa.
My point was, he has that southern genteel, I say, sir, that kind of accent. So he can say, you know, ah.
All right. Well, I think it's time for this.
The Vader and Bacon Show. Yes!
Guys, this is an exclusive. I'm not announcing this on anybody else's show or whatever. I just wanted to tell you guys.
Yes.
Starting April 2nd, because obviously I can't do anything on April 1st because it would be fluke or people would think it was.
Right.
Well, maybe I should do it on the 31st. Well, anyway, here it is. I'm going to stop.
Daniel and Adam.
Yes.
It's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I don't pretend to listen, but let's just say that I did listen to your show, and I was just listening to Adam bitch and moan and whine and complain about not being a twink in the YouTubes.
Yes.
I don't understand, but I will say this. Daniel is absolutely correct, so no one followed but when I said that. The most popular YouTubers that I know are certainly not young and twinks.
Look
at Casey Neistat with 2.5 million followers, and he's in his 30s, and he runs and stuff, but he's not particularly attractive. He has a big nose and a jacked up face and some bad teeth and horrible hair. And look at all these other people that serve a niche, like my friends Tim and Jen. They have 190,000 followers, and they're in their 30s, and they're just average people who vlog their life.
See, Adam?
It's all about quality.
I guess that's it. I don't have content.
And, a little bit of the production, but mostly the quality of the content, not what you look like. So anyway, and Adam, you should look at a 70D if you're looking for a good YouTube camera. But there's also a Canon one with a screen that flips around that you can put a little microphone hoist on that also a lot of YouTubers use. There's pretty much one standard.
A tech segment.
That's all I got.
Okay.
And you're not fat, because God knows that's all I'd hear that I called Adam fat, but you're not fat. And I'm looking forward to being out of town when you two are visiting Charleston.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to hide from us. But that's right.
Hey, guys, it's Bacon. So, anyway, I hear Fartknocker got a new phone number over there or whatever.
Yes.
And I just memorized the one that he had, and I'm so horrible with numbers. It's just crazy. But anyway, guys, I'm, like, playing this video game called Destiny.
Yeah.
And, well, let me just put it this way. I'm playing this game, and my character is so cool. I just, like, love it. I can't believe it. But anyway, so I'm friends with Kurdish on the PlayStation, and my question is, if I have a PlayStation and he has an Xbox, this isn't a tech question. This is just a buddy-to-buddy question. You know,
buddy-to-buddy question.
One PlayStation buddy to an Xbox buddy. Yeah. Is there any way, like, I can chat with him or whatever on this? I never catch him on the game or whatever, but anyway. Oh, gosh. I'm just being lazy.
No, you can't.
Okay,
you can't,
bunnies.
Kathy. I'm sorry, you can't.
Over to my house today, and what a coincidence. Tomorrow is Easter Bunny. I mean, Easter. What is it? Tomorrow's Easter.
It
all right.
Easter.
Bye, guys.
Sunday. Right.
And Daniel.
Sander's making a ham.
What happened to all my messages? I have been sending you, check your spam box or your junk box or your recently deleted, what is it? E-letters.
E-letters, right.
I can't even say emails anymore because I got e-letters on the brain. All right, well, thanks, guys. You know what? Here's the deal. If you were to just, like, call me, like, 5 minutes before the show on Sunday night, I would totally be there.
Right.
I would totally space it. Like, I get ready for bed, and I go, oh, crap, they were on.
So we have to call her. We have to set up a phone tree. Big Fatty. Oh, we have to do like a phone tree or something, Adam. That's what we need to do. We need to, like, you know,
call
old,
all of the listeners.
Like the church association, you know, they set up the little phone tree to call all the congregates and remind them of things.
So we have a before we go on to the next one.
Yes.
I think we need to take a little break.
Oh, a pee break?
In the news story, there's an audio clip. We just need to take a little break.
You need gear? We got you covered.
We have two more voices.
We haven't, Adam, we can't take a break. We should just keep going. We should just soldier through is what we should
do. That's right. We have two more voicemails.
All right. RT Cruiser is the next one. Let's listen to him, shall we?
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser. Just letting you know, I haven't been in the chat room last week and won't be this week.
Yes.
Because just like death, I do take holidays. I will be checking my emails for any significant pop-offs later in the week when I get back. And we'll be back on duty reporting those deaths. Okay, bye.
Well, have a good time.
This
RT
is why
Cruiser.
This is why he didn't win Gary Shandling, right? Because he's taking a break. I figured he'd be all over that Gary Shandling set shit.
Yeah, he's out in the woods apparently or something. I don't know.
All right, in our final phone call comes from this.
By the way, I understand that there's a technology segment on this show, and last week, y'all talked about technology, and y'all failed to play Digger's technology bumper. So even if you don't have technology this week, I think it's only fair to play Digger's technology bumper. Thank you for calling, and you can get in touch with him at the Big Twat number.
Oh, at Bah Big Twat. That's BAHBIGTWAT. Have you called the Big Twat number yet, Adam?
I haven't.
It's a hoot and a holler to call. Let me tell you, you should give it a try. That's BAHBIGTWAT. You should absolutely give it a call. It's the latest thing, Adam. It's the latest rage on the interwebs is that you can do that. We don't actually have a way to get out of this segment because we've switched up to and it's like I don't think he actually has one. He just kind of moves on to another thing. You know, Adam, I would just like to take a moment here to say,
what would you like to say, Daniel?
You know, Adam, you and I have been doing this show for a while, and we've done some shows that were just like, ugh, that's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we've done some shows and we're like, right? And then once in a blue moon we do a show, it's like, yeah. But I think this one's kind of a it was like in there, you know, it was a great thing. We were doing an April Fool's thing. I think that's great. I think it was a poor choice to choose the final segment of this show to be something that had no ending to it. So, like, unless we can, like, travel back in time and make Big Fatty, like, come up with an ending to that segment. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, make him do something like that, then we can't. But you know what? It doesn't matter because I didn't do any of the work tonight. When I showed up here, on my birthday weekend, you had already pulled all these themes. You had secreted behind my back and emailed all these people to, like, participate on all these bits. and you put them all together and did everything. So half of this stuff I was hearing for the first time as well. I just got to say, Adam, you know, this is what makes you such an invaluable member of this show, is that you're willing to make things like that.
Oh, well, and thank
it's
you.
Like, it's like you do that all the time. You know, I remember in Vegas, you know, you gave out cookies just to people. Those were cookies that you had made, you know, under a different name or whatever, but you had made them and everything. But, you know, the one thing that people really didn't get to try, Adam, was Adam's Raspberry Pi. All right, this show really was. It's Adam's fault. This is completely Adam's fault. I had nothing to do with it. It's my birthday, damn it.
You see me? Even thought it was a wonderful idea, Yas Mama do.
Honestly, thank you for everyone in advance. I know my Facebook page will have all the, you know, oh, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And I appreciate all, I read all of them. I probably won't reply to all of them, but I do read all of them. And thank you guys all so much. You guys mean everything to me. Anyway, Adam.
Well, happy birthday, Daniel.
Thank you, Adam. You know, as always, you will get me a gift, and I will not get you one. That is our tradition. That is, you know, why change that now? I'll bring some watermelon ale, and I'm going to buy you some butter beer in Universal. Right. It'll be fun. We got more shows until then. And
we do.
Right. And if this is your first time listening to the show, we're sorry. We're really, really sorry. Good night, chat.
Good night, David. The show is part of the RLT Podcasting Network.